Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Do you know what your partner's up to when you're away and they're all alone?
No, what?
They're listening to the Screw Podcast, of course.
What's that?
Sit back, relax, and listen.
So you're all charismatics. You're all charismatics. Sneaking in the back door with daddy might sing. So your mama wants to know what all the space on the cheek. So you're all charismatics.
Thanks for tuning in to The Screw with Alicia Rose and Ayla.
I love the excitement you just brought there. That was amazing.
Thanks. It's been a day and a half. Really, the last day and a half has been...
You're like, I've been up for a day and a half.
Same. Yeah, I think I slept all of 30 minutes last night, so.
I'm good. It's that weird, like, midpoint of summer where you're like, what's going to happen next? So I cross my fingers. I don't cross my legs. And I wait to see what happens now.
Let that air.
What's going on, though? How you been?
So, okay, I have to see... I just had, and I'm going to try to, I want to make sure that whenever I talk about things, I keep in mind that there is a way to sound ableist in a lot of the different things I talk about. So
sure.
I'm going to make sure that I don't do that, but
okay.
I just want to say that maybe what I'm about to say is tone deaf to begin with. So I'm not sure. So if it is bad, somebody tell me I'm naughty, but I just had a heart monitor for a few days per my cardiologist, and my most liked photo I've had on Twitter in a long time was my cleavage with the heart monitor in between.
I totally liked that, like, right before we got on. I saw it and I was like, that's...
And somebody was like, that's a good place to hide your keys. I was like, it does kind of look like a key fob. It's not. A
key fob. Yeah, stuck between.
It's just, I posted my ass. I posted other cleavage photos, but like, I would say it's one of the top five highest liked photos since I've opened that new Twitter account, which is Felicia MF. M as in Mary, F as in Frank, Rose, if anybody wants to follow it. Because it's not shadow banned, like all my...
Oh, got you. So, cool.
You know, like right now, if you were to search Felicia Rose on Twitter, it does not pull up anything.
Horrible.
So, yeah, I...
Real quick, I love your nails. They're amazing. Secondly, why do you think that is? Why do you think everybody is liking this? Is it?
No, my cleavage is just really good at it.
So
the thing is like, you know, horny will be horny. It doesn't really matter if there's like, and that's what where I made a post the other day, and I deleted it because it sounded ableist, because it sounded like you couldn't possibly sexualize somebody with a heart monitor. You can. That has nothing, you know, people's equipment, whether it's a diabetes thing or a colostomy bag or a heart monitor, you can sexualize people with all of these different things.
There's nothing to do with that. I've met the dudes into the colostomy bags before, yeah.
Right, and I'm not saying you can. I'm not saying anything about the sexualization of that thing. I'm just saying you personally, physically, can be sexualized regardless of what you have going on with your body and what your body might need. So I deleted one of my tweets because I realized it sounded like I was trying to say like, haha, this is ridiculous that somebody jerked off to me while I have a heart monitor on. It's just that I don't have a heart monitor normally. So it felt kind of like interesting that people are looking past the heart monitor and just getting their nut. But again... I just want to make sure that I...
No, I get where the sticky ground is here, intended, with like the it's hard though, because like on one level, and this would be a good question, you know, I know I've talked to friends before about like the fetishism of like, you know, certain differently abled like categories and, you know, the like kind of not liking it versus like embracing it kind of energy, because we know both exist, right? And that's why it's such a problem for anybody to gatekeep the idea of fetishism, good or bad, because, you know, some people, when they're on the other end of the
money off of those things that right. make them different.
Exactly.
And that's awesome and good for you.
And
so that's why I it was, like you said, sticky. It was just, I want to make sure that I always include that heart monitor or not, a person can be sexualized. It has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
But, and the person, so I got somebody off on a FaceTime, which I do sometimes. And the person, they were not fetishizing the heart monitor, they just looked past it. And so I think that that was the part that kind of gave me a little chuckle, that I normally don't have this thing attached to me. I told them, oh, I have a heart monitor, maybe you don't, because it's like a titty only thing. I was like, maybe you don't want to do that this week, that might be distracting. They were like, nah. So like, that's the part that I'm focused on, is just that like, it's truly easy to look past things that maybe aren't on the next person. But
I wonder if anybody out there like deliberately does stuff like that when they don't need it to like court wow. people into that.
Somebody asked me if I could get like a reading of like when I was masturbating, because they thought that that would be something that they would be into. And I was like, that's so interesting.
Oh, like because your heart rate would go up? Like,
yeah. I also was curious if they could see that, like if they were looking at it, like, what were you doing during this time? Which
is, you know, I mean, so that's kind of funny, because I know they do make now like kind of plug and play, you know, to put in your USB port. My old doctor used to have these little EKG things that like you put it in and like you could like see in real time on your laptop. I'm sure there was some software involved too, but like you could also hear it beeping. And like, that would be interesting if, I'm sure like there's got to be some pulse monitors that like beep while you're like, you know, in real time, where you can turn it out, because a heart monitor is kind of silently recording everything and sending it electronically. That's pretty newfangled shit these days. Like, you know, I know somebody who actually had one implanted because they had like an ongoing heart problem. Like, it wasn't a, like, it was something a little bit different, a different kind of device, but like it like beamed stuff back, so they would know almost before you knew if you were having a heart event, and they would contact like the paramedics or tell you, you know, call you and tell you need to go, you know, into the doctor now. Yeah, right. I mean, it's fascinating. And like, look, I said, you know, the gatekeeping thing, like it's really tough. Like, I can see both sides. I can see like the kind of fetishization just based on it being something different or something you don't normally see. Or even if it's like, you know, it's like somebody getting their nipples pierced. Like, maybe you didn't see it before and now you see it and it's like super hot because it's something different going on with them, you know? Right. Like, what is your opinion about nipple piercing, by the way? Like,
well, I think they look cool and I've always wanted them, but the fact that I could possibly lose the safety
right.
was like a big no.
Like, what is the percent? Like, because, like, you know, I wouldn't personally do it because mine are so sensitive that would like destroy me. It would absolutely, but I've also heard
my nipple sensitivity, I would just be all set for like the rest of my life.
You'd already become a nun, right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Mary Jesus. but like, you know, I've known people who didn't have very much sensation in the nipples and they went and got it done and it's like, what the
I
fuck?
It.
Yeah.
I just talked to somebody that had a breast lift recently.
And then they
had she had no sensation before in her, like, I think her right nipple or something like that. And she got a breast lift and now it's like the wind blows and she can feel it. I'm like, what? Wow.
That's...
I always wanted a breast lift or some kind of augmentation to my titties, but that was the big no-no for me, was that
like, yeah.
I couldn't possibly go without
it. It makes me super nervous. So I am thinking about getting like my, like, when, I don't know what they call them, but like my taint pierced.
Interesting.
Because what? Well, because what I've heard is that, especially for a dude, like that prostate pressure when you're like really excited is like extra stimulating. But like, I'm also like, wouldn't that like, I mean, like, not that your prostate swells to a fucking basketball or anything, but like, I would be so afraid that it would get tighter, you know, and hurt, right? Because when you get hard, that whole area under your tank gets kind of hard, like it gets swollen. Anatomy. Right. So you like when you feel under your like behind your balls and push on that area, it's definitely
your perineum.
Yeah, your perineum. Yeah. And I think that there is a name for it, but like I think you're right. It's listed on the piercing thing, body piercing thing, as a perineum piercing, I think is what it's called. But
right now.
Cause like I would never get my dick pierced. Kudos to those. And I know all sorts of people that like adore, like, excuse me, their dick piercing.
Gooch piercing.
A gooch? Like, wait. Gooch?
Wait, a forchette piercing?
Forchette.
What is that?
To forchette or not to forchette? That is the question.
That's a cupid piercing. No.
See, they come up with like really interesting names, and I'm like wondering what the what is it? Denonym?
Oh,
what?
How do you pronounce this word? G-U-I-C-H-E. Gooch?
Gucci. Gucci. All I can think of is, this is where my queerness comes from. Auntie Mame, her like little assistant that helps her write the book in the play, her name is Agnes Gooch. And that's all I can think. She's like this little mouse of a lady who has this really awful voice. So it's not the best name in my head, but you know.
I guess there's an increased risk of infection or irritation.
Okay, yeah.
Every time you take a crap, you're going to have to, like, really...
Sure, yeah. You'd have to, be, like... I mean, I don't fucking wipe back to front. I mean, like... Oh my god. No, as much as I'm filthy, I'm not that kind of filthy. Oh my god. So I was telling you that like the other night, and I thought, okay, I live in like this graduate student housing, and I thought like I heard somebody rehearsing Shakespeare. And what I realized later is it was like some sort of sex play, right? So there's only one place in my house that I can hear any of the neighbors, and it's the bathroom, which is always really weird and uncomfortable. So I usually...
Yeah, that's right. I remember hearing...
Right. I usually turn on the fan. No, not in the bedroom. I never hear anything in the bedroom. So I like, usually turn on the fan, but for whatever reason, I forgot to turn on the fan. I'm in there, and, like, you know, taking a leak, and like I'm hearing like all these doth knots and whatever. And then like I hear this girl like giggling in like a very like sensual way. And then he's like saying it louder. And then I hear some moaning, and I'm like, are they, and kudos. This would be so beautiful if there are people out
were
there doing
like LARPing.
LARPing
sex. LARPing
I kind of think that they were. Although Hamlet would be weird because, like, who is exactly the fantasy object of this? Not weird. I'm sorry. No king shaming. But, like, we know Hamlet has some unresolved mommy issues. So, but yeah, it was super interesting. And, like, we almost never hear anybody in that building. So for that to be the first thing in like two
right,
and a half years,
thing you hear like, what is the fuck? Live action role playing.
Yeah. It gave me hope because what I usually picture is that, you know, because they're like, they're two rooms, but my partner and I have like the whole place. So like, you know, we don't deal with roommates or anything, but like all the other apartments are kind of like two separate rooms. They have their own locks, whatever. And then you have like a shared space. And so because we never hear anything, I'm always just picturing a bunch of college students with their fucking earbuds in, like with their laptops on their chest, either like masturbating or Netflix. Yeah, exactly. Like, so it was, you know, really interesting to hear, you know, this going on. So, yeah.
That is interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it gives me hope.
Do you want to hear the new porno that I got into recently?
Oh, my God. Yes. You got into... Oh, yes. Yes, girl. Tell me.
I have been watching the same, like, 7 types of porn and the same, like, 15 videos pretty much since I was, like... 18, you know, maybe earlier than that, let's be honest, but yeah, like, we all know I like Ultimate Surrender, anything with Manuel Ferrara, who, by the way, tweeted out the other day, looking for something to film with tomorrow, and I was just like,
Commie.
Wow, that's wild. But yeah.
So how old is that motherfucker now?
Who cares?
Okay. No, I mean, I don't mean it in an ageist way. I'm just curious. That motherfucker is still filming. Good for him.
Yeah, like, you know, I like the same six porn stars, the same, like, Belladonna, Manuel Ferrara, Tori Black, Ava Angelina, like, whatever. We all know this stuff about me. So, I also, for people that don't know, I like sleep porn. I also like sleep sex. So I like the idea of this, of a person being quote unquote passed out, just tired, not like fucked up, just sleeping. Uh-huh. And then them being, I hate using these words, but being used as basically a sex doll. Like, that's kind of my kink, yeah. Is just the idea of being used as a pocket pussy. I like it. It's fun. It's my thing. Obviously, this is a very, like, this one is one, the gray area.
Where, right. Pre-consent conversations.
Right. And, you know, the whole, you can take back your, you know, all of that. Sure. It goes along with it, of course. But in fantasy land, there isn't a conversation. It's somebody's, like, stepbrother comes in and uses the girl as the pocket, but I know it's real fucked up. But that's my kink, and I'm sticking to it.
No, it's wonderful. It's fabulous.
Yeah, so as I was, like, searching for the same brother-sister bump bed video I've watched,
I'm sorry.
It's just this one.
The addition of the term bunk bed is hilarious.
It's just funny because, like, it's like this one specific scene, and there's something about it that just does it for me. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm looking for it because I don't have it saved in my history anymore because I, like, cleared my cookies or something, whatever the fuck. I'm old. I don't know these things. And in my head, I'm like, what do I actually want to watch? Because, like, I couldn't find it, which was really disappointing.
Oh.
And I was just like, what do I want to watch? I don't know. And then I was like, I just really want to watch somebody being used like a pocket pussy. And then I was like, oh, I could just watch somebody using a pocket pussy.
Okay.
So I started with that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, which reminded me of a Sarah Silverman bit that she did during that. Remember that show, I Love You, America, or something like
that? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something like that. She talks about that, but that was, like, one of the, and I was like, I had a chuckle. And then I was like, this isn't doing it for me. However, there's plenty of porn on the internet of men having sex with their real dolls. And that's it. That did it for me. I've graduated from sleeping girl to inanimate object.
I mean, I get it.
I don't know why. I really like it, though.
I tell you, the real dolls are getting pretty real looking, too. So.
That didn't matter.
Oh, you didn't care about that part.
No,
okay.
It did not matter at all. I mean, the ones that have, like, bouncing tips, that's cool, but, like, it's not.
So what do you think? What do you think?
In fact, the less realistic, the better, I guess. I don't know. No. I've heard a lot of women like watching guys, like, fuck couches and, like, shit like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's.
Is it because it's such, like, a primal act that it's like, oh, I'm gonna fuck something? Is it that?
I think so. I mean, from what my anecdotal evidence has been, is that, like, a lot of that is, like, connects guys to, like, when they first started, like, getting off and, you know, fucking cushions and teddy bears and anything that they could, like, slide their dick in. I was a cushion man myself. I remember being home for, like, 2 days when I was, like, 13, 14. And, like, It's like, oh, that couch is looking sexy. No, but like, it's more like, you know, the wind blows and like, you know, anything that can provide friction, let's go. It's got a green light, you know.
Well, it was similar for me. I was I'm a humper.
Yeah.
As most people with pussies are.
Yeah. But I don't like sticky things. So I was never into like the watermelon, mango, fucking apple pie.
Is it cleanup or is it like the, you don't like that?
I don't like sticky. I like, yeah. That's why I've always said, like, if you got a jizz, like, inside.
Interesting.
You know, because, like, I don't know what it is. I was always a clean kid. I even had, like, issues with the sandbox. It had to be, like, the premium sand that didn't stick to my hands, you know. Meanwhile, like, right. Meanwhile, my stepsister is taking, like, a bucket of water and pouring it in her side and creating mud. Yeah, I'm like, get that mud away from me.
Now this is all making sense.
It's so weird.
You were never like the making sure my curtains are a pretty color gay. But
yeah.
But like,
they better be clean.
I got you. Okay. Yeah. After 20 years of friendship, it's making sense.
It's like, I can't get over the gym. There's like this set of shelves that are so dusty. And it's like, if I put my finger through, it would be like a mound of dust on my finger. I know it would. It's like a half inch.
Probably wouldn't actually get any off because it's probably so caked on.
Right. And then like all the moisture from like the showers and everything, it probably makes, like, I just hate it. And I try not to look at the shelves when I go in, but like, I know they're there. And it's just like, I don't.
Does anybody else see this? Does anybody else?
Right. Exactly. You know, and like, I get it. There's a couple of like high school kids that clean up the locker room. Like, I don't, without like a supervisor saying like, you should like clean those shelves, then I'm not gonna be like telling anybody how to do their job. But it's like, it's a random shit. Like, I had put my towel up to use like the hot tub, right, and at my gym, and I put it up, and like, there's like 5 hooks, right? And all the hooks were taken. But like, when the hooks are taken, people usually put their towel over this like railing across the way. And I watched this lady get out of the pool, and I watched her hold her towel up to herself and kind of dry herself. And she was headed to the hot tub, and she put her towel on top of my towel.
No.
And I felt like, I'm like, am I really that? But I like couldn't take it. And like, so I, like, my partner kind of said something snarky. She definitely heard it. And I immediately, I withstood it for like 30 seconds. And then I like went up and I like took my towel off. Very like, obviously. Like, but I didn't know what to do. I couldn't sustain it. Like, I'm like, I don't have the ability to go back out into the main lobby because I'm in like a bathing suit to go get another towel. Like, I need to rescue my towel before her like moist like body sludge gets on my dry towel.
I'm surprised you didn't ask her to go get a new one.
I know.
So I have this new thing where I can't control what I'm about to say. I don't know if it's like once you turn 36, like that's it, like you're done.
Your filter changes.
I do have this new thing where I say, on what planet? Really loudly. To the person that's doing the egregious act.
Totally.
So, like, the other day I was on the subway, but, like, I was on the I don't like to tell people where I'm at, so I'm not going to say where. But I was on the type of a type of subway where there was an abundance of space. Like, this is not a crowded subway line, if you will.
Okay.
So I'm sitting down, I'm sitting in like the, you know, like the inner seats, you know, how like, think of like the A train seats where they like kind of, some face forward, some face
sideways. Yeah. So your knees hit the other person's kind of, knees.
Yeah. Right. I'm facing in that little nook where my knees are facing forward. Plenty of seats all over the fucking train. Family comes and sees their children, their young, rambunctious children amongst me.
Yeah.
Like, one to my left, sharing my seat, and then one to in front of me where my knees go, and then another one, and then they walk across to go sit somewhere else as if I'm like the fucking baby. It was so weird. Never in my life would I ever put my children again. Listen, if it was a crowded subway, you don't give it. Doesn't matter. You want to sit, you gotta fucking deal with the kids around. This was not that case. I would never go and sit my children next to a stranger and then walk away. Mm. So I literally stood right up as they sat down. I said, on what planet do I want? And I finished the sentence. Sometimes I don't. I was like, do I want to sit next to your children? And I moved to the end of the fucking subway car and they were like aghast. I'm sorry, but the whole idea that like, oh, this woman...
Yeah,
has to be a
safe. I was just gonna say that.
Well, you know, if you're a lost child, yes, I'm glad that children know to go up to a woman versus a man. We're probably dealing with.
Yeah,
you're probably gonna be taken care. You know, if a little kid came up to me and needed something, you're good.
Right,
take care of.
Yeah.
I'm the option. Okay, but I'm not your children's babysitter when you're there.
Right.
What are we doing? It was. Yeah, I couldn't even.
I mean, it's.
I knew on what planet is just it. It relieves me of the energy inside that's so built up. I want to yell, you know?
It's really tough because I've been at that age for a while.
Yeah.
And I try to control my Karening out because I try to contextualize it as much as possible, either like under a cultural standard or whatever. Absolutely. But my new thing, like, so like every once in a while, there's a kid at the pool, right? Like under 10 kind of kid. And like the other day, there was one just splashing like crazy. And of course, you've just worked out hard for like 45 minutes, an hour, and you're in the hot tub to like relax, let your muscles, like just to like come down from the workout high, right? And like this kid, the whole pool is big. And it's not one of those pools that has like a shallow end and a deep end. The whole pool is the same level or whatever. And he's just sitting there, like jumping and splashing right next to the hot tub over and over and over again. And like, you know, the mom or aunt or whatever is like right there. And like, I'm just like, why do you think, on what planet do you not tell your kid to knock it the fuck off or move to the other end of the fucking pool? You're splashing people, and like watching everybody else be annoyed and not say anything also aggravates me. I'm like, we're all just gonna take it, right? And of course, like, I'm always wary of like telling other people's kids anything, because like it's a sticky situation. But I'm like, you need to stop splashing, like, or move away.
There's full rules here.
You know, and like I realize, like, the obliviousness.
You're in a fucking water park.
Right.
Where relaxation is not a thing.
Exactly.
You're in a gym pool working out.
Exactly.
You're in the fucking jacuzzi to relax your muscles.
Uh-huh. It's like,
I was just recently at a pool down south, and I get into the jacuzzi is very little. It is like two people can come, two adults.
Uh-huh.
It's literally, I get in it to open up my back muscles and release some tension. Literally 2 seconds after I sit down inside of this jacuzzi that I haven't been in all day, I've been waiting for other people to get out of. I'm finally inside of it, and a woman and 4 children enter the jacuzzi.
Yeah.
And I go, again, on what planet?
Right.
And I get the fuck out of the jacuzzi. I was like, what are we doing here? This invasion of people's space? I don't, you know, a lot of times people are like, well, you know, culturally that could, and I'm like, I get that. I understand that.
Sure.
I make that, me being flabbergasted keeps that stuff in mind. Okay?
Sure.
We were not talking. There was no cultural anything. This was literally just people invading fucking space.
Well,
it was a family from like another fucking country.
Yeah.
That, like, you know, people are like, oh, the French get nude. Like, okay, cool.
Right.
I'm not gonna get worried about a French person getting nude because that's just whatever the fuck. You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah.
I don't understand why we invade people's fucking space.
Well, And there was a time where like you would always see a big sign, no one under 14 in the jacuzzi, like, and you could at least pivot on like, no way, No way. No way are you putting a 5-year-old in a fucking jacuzzi.
It could lead to being sterile. You
know? Yeah.
I mean, I can't say that. Hey, 9-year-olds, get out of the jacuzzi. You're not going to be impregnating. But.
Well, they always say kids need to understand consequences.
Right. Hey, you want to sit your children next to me in a jacuzzi?
The
jacuzzi while I'm in there? Fuck off.
The issue become, and like. Look, you know me. I'm way more social than you are and 90% of the people that I know. I'm a social guy. I like people. But
really?
I have like this thing with like the idea of space, right? And I get it, you know, but there's like, and it's not so much people invading my space. It's people like acting like they're not sharing the world with anybody else.
Yes. That, you know, that's a good way.
Yeah. It's not that like I get freaked out if you get close to me. No, it's that I get annoyed when you have no consideration for the people like walking behind people who are on their cell phones. Like, right. You do know you're walking way slower than normal because you're trying to like pay attention to multiple things. I get it. But no, you have to be aware of people around you for all sorts of reasons.
I'm not going to lie. I'm guilty of when somebody's not looking on the street, I will, and they're walking directly.
Always let them run into me. Always. I'm 6'5". I know what kind of impact I can take, but I will not move for your ass. So just be aware. I've not.
I just let you walk right into me. And if not, I...
We sound like cranky old witches.
The same way people need to keep in mind the different contexts, like we said, culturally or society, or whatever we're talking about. We also need to keep in mind that some people have phobias of being touched.
Sure.
Some people have, you know,
sure.
whether you're autistic, whether you have a neurodivergence, whether there is, you've been abused, whatever.
Yeah.
There are plenty of, and also maybe it's just a preference too.
Yeah.
There are plenty of people that do not want their space invaded.
Yeah. I'm just talking about an awareness.
Subway at 7:30 a.m. where there's really no option but to smoosh in with everybody.
Right.
We're talking in spaces that a lot for plenty of.
Yeah.
You know, personal space. I fucking can't.
It's like, I can't understand when like there's a habit now, and I get it. You know, I get the psychological addiction to our telephones, but when I see people need to bring them into the sauna, next to them in the hot tub, and they're always, always, always on there, or even worse, in the sauna, which you know how big saunas usually are. I'm talking like a regular size 4 to 5 person sauna, and somebody decides to get on their phone or take a call inside the sauna. Again, same as the like splashing child. Are you fucking kidding me? We're in here sweating out our whatever, and you're having a conversation about nothing. And I promise you, your life is not so important that you can't wait to get out of the fucking sauna, unless you are a doctor and your fucking pager goes off, in which case, for HIPAA violations. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
I'm just trying to relax when you might have to work.
Exactly. I'm just saying, like, an awareness of people around you is the right thing to do.
Awareness and caring about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's giving 3 a.m. on the plane, and you're the only asshole with the overhead light on because you just have to read on your book instead of a fucking Kindle that lights up on its own. It happened recently on a flight, and I was like, what is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never want to be the odd asshole. If everybody's doing the asshole thing and I want to do it too, fine. I'll join the asshole club. But when you are the only asshole doing the asshole thing, maybe don't do the asshole thing.
Totally.
Like, look around. Like, on the bus line I take often, they literally are like, you're not allowed to fucking take phone calls like audibly. Rules that make sense for etiquette in a space like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it should. And then if the bus driver hears you, oh nope, get the fuck off your phone. She'll literally, there's like a speaker, and she'll get on, I say she because I always have like the same two bus driver. She'll literally get on the speaker and be like, ma'am, please hang up that phone call or put on, or, you know, whatever the fuck, you know. And I'm just like, yeah, like nobody needs to hear what the fuck, why are you on speakerphone?
Yeah, there's just, there's so many times people, and I don't know, and I can only imagine what kind of, I've never been comfortable in public talking on the phone to somebody. It is the weirdest experience to be around a bunch of people and like, I mean, and whatever, again, no judgment, whatever, but like, it's amazing to me having survived and been alive and social during the period pre-cell phones. None of us died. None of us lost like anything from like not being able to talk to somebody immediately in the here and now. It's and you wonder why people are filled with so much anxiety and so much whatever. Like that phone is like a little leash that keeps us connected to all sorts of things. And I don't know. I hope we start trending the other way. I think on some level I've seen some evidence that we are like as a people kind of rejecting like the social media lifestyle. And I think that's good. You know, that's,
I wish, you know, the younger generation are like anti-sex. I wish they were like anti-technology. That would be way cooler.
I know.
Then it would just like set a good tone and pace. You know?
I know. And I mean, like, I love technology for certain things. I love it as healthcare solutions. I love it as you know, I love GPS. I think I remember the days of having to carry one of those AAA road maps in my fucking trunk. Whenever I needed to get somewhere, I had to pull that shit out and figure out where to go.
I'm a big fan of knowing how to read a fucking map, even if you...
Sure. That's a lost fucking art, though.
There are so many times where I have been on a road trip and service has gone down or it's not strong and the GPS is like... And all I need to do is look at the fucking map on the phone to figure out, oh, this is where I need to take my next turn, or this is how long, like, just follow the fucking blue line to figure out. Right. Not enough people know how to use the map anymore. It drives me absolutely nuts.
It's so true.
Read the map.
It's so true.
We all need to know how to read maps. We all need to know how to survive without our phone in our ass the entire day. All that stuff.
And how to find the clitoris.
I mean, that's not ever happening. So. Such a big organ, you'd think. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why it's so elusive to some people. That was beautiful. I'm not really sure, like, what this particular podcast was about.
My new fetish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Felicia's new fuck doll fetish.
Felicia's fuck doll fetish. There we go. It's beautiful.
My dream is to be a sex doll.
Period.
I want to be made into one.
The Felicia real doll coming to a store near you.
Yes. I love that. I want it. I never got famous enough doing porn to do it, but I would love that.
I mean, yeah, you have a really nice pussy too. So I could see like
fucking great.
Yeah, this is fucking great.
You know, when I made this decision to do this job 8.5 years ago, I literally was like, well, before it's too late, let's go.
Yeah, you got good pussy aesthetic.
I just want on my tombstone, I want there to be a QR code, and it takes you to like an image gallery of my pussy, butthole, and tits in their prime.
That's beautiful. I love it.
Anyways, thanks for tuning into this group podcast. Follow us everywhere or don't. It's fine. I know that you all follow my other social media and then trickle over to finding this group whenever we release an episode because you're too scared to follow. Am I bullying our fans? Are you bullying? Okay, we love you. Bye.
Bye.